Praise God, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's open our Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. It is good to be here in the house of God. Ephesians chapter 6, and let's read verse 10 to verse 20. Before we start our prayer, your intercession, say, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bond, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Let's pray. Let's start to give thanks to God. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day you give us. Time for prayer and worship. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We thank you for all the answer of prayers, for provision, for mighty hand of deliverance, O God, for answering our prayers, for providing for us, healing us, sustaining us, delivering us from troubles, from enemies, from evildoers. Thank you for, O God, giving us favor in our places of work, O God. And thank you for the things that you have given and provide for us. Thank you, Lord, for God, for healing that we receive from you, Lord. Thank you for open doors for us, for the church, for the ministry, O God. Thank you for changing people's lives and bring them to you, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, start to thank God. Remember all the good things that He had done for you the last 7 days and give Him thanks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word, O God. Thank you for the Bible. Yes, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. Sit with the Lord as you are sitting with Him. Give Him thanks now. Tell him thank you for all the things, O God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. Deliver us, O God, from the evil one. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Give thanks for your family, for your job, for your visa, for your salary, for your husband, for your wife, for your children, for the small amount of money that you have. Give Him thanks. Lord, thank you, thank you. When we give thanks, the blessing of God will multiply. Yes, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. We don't deserve, O God. I don't deserve, but you are righteous, O God. It is because you are good. You have given me all these good things. Thank you, God. Just open your mouth to Him and tell Him, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, we magnify you, we adore you for your provision. Give him thanks, give him praise, give him adoration. The Lord is great, the Lord is here, the Lord is answering the prayer. Yes, Jesus, thank you. Let's now confess our sin before the Lord. The thing that we have done last week, the shortcomings, the mistakes, the willful sin, let us renounce them and make commitment that we will not go on that way anymore. In the name of Jesus, Lord, hear our prayer. We confess our sin. Your anger, bad words come from your mouth, lies, arrogance, pride, unforgiveness, fighting, cheating, eating too much, also negligence, lack of commitment. Confess your sin to the Lord. That's okay. Stubbornness, rebelliousness, whatever sin, the Lord is here and He is waiting for you to come to Him in full repentance. Yes, O God. Laziness, confess your sin to the Lord. He is faithful. He will forgive and He will purify you from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. We bless you, Jesus. We magnify you. Thank you for the blood of your Son, Jesus, that shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sin. Thank you because we have a God who receives us when we repent and come back to Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, because you justify us. When we come, we are justified. Not by our own righteousness, but by your righteousness. Oh, God, you have the promise that you have, I will forget your sin, I will throw them in the sea. Thank you, God, for all your promises. Let's now ask the Lord our petition, what we need, whatever you need, not your want, your need of finances, your need of wisdom, your need for healing. Pray. If you have a problem, put it in the hand of God and ask Him to solve it. Hear our prayer. The Word of God says, don't be anxious about anything, but in a prayer, petition, and thanksgiving, present your request to God. Present your request to the Lord. Yes, O God. Lord, no one can help me but you. Thank you for all the people around me. But Lord, my help comes from you, the maker of heaven and earth. Yes, Jesus. Pray now for your place of work, your boss, your company, where your visa is there, where your salary coming from there, pray for them. Pray that you will be also a good example and hardworking person that do what is right and correct and his duty and responsibility well. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We pray, oh God. I pray, oh Lord. The place I want. Grant me favor in their eyes in the name of Jesus. Grant me favor, oh God, in their eyes, oh Lord. Maintain my salary, Lord, my income, my visa, in the name of Jesus. Lord, use me to be a good example there, to preach your word. You make way, Lord. Lord, I pray for all my brothers and sisters, oh God, bless their companies, protect their visas, their salary. I pray for them to have increased salary. Help them to pay, oh God, their responsibilities, oh Lord. And Lord, I pray that they will be also opening their mouth to speak your word, to reach others, to bring them to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for having favor in keeping us in this place. Wherever you are, in whatever country you are in, pray to your to the place that you are working, the source of your income that comes from God. Pray for the people who are working with you, under you, or over you. The Lord has, He will bless them, bless the place. You will be also blessed. I pray for blessing of harvest, materially and spiritually, for whatever places or my brothers and sisters are working, with a school, hospital, factory, farm. Oh God, shop, I pray for your blessing will flow to them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Lord, we trust you, God. As we pray, you are stretching your hands and providing and blessing us. Pray now for your family, your husband, your wife, your children, your parents, your brother and your sisters. Yes, oh God. Let your salvation flow, Lord. Thank you, God. Hear our prayer, Lord. Pray for your children, the good future that God had for them, that be revealed in the name of Jesus. Yes, oh God. Above all, that they will know Christ and follow Him wholeheartedly. Hear our prayer, God. Pray for those who are unsaved among your family, that they will come to know God and follow Him. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Salvation, I pray, will flow. And all our family's members, oh God, our relatives, oh Lord, I pray for the good future that you have for our children. Reveal it to each and every parent in the name of Jesus. Oh God, whatever family problem issues, solve it and help each and everyone, oh Lord, to go along your ways and your commands. Pray now for the country that you came from, to the place, your city, your countrymen to be saved, that the word of God will be preached, there will be peace in that place. Yes, oh God. Thank you, God. Let your salvation flow in my country, oh God. Let your peace flow in my country, Lord. Protect my country from calamities, war, sicknesses, epidemics, viruses, in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, from where you are, pray for your country. Lord, even this time, we pray for the protection from this coronavirus. Lord, all over the world, a threat. Protect in the name of Jesus. Contain it, O God, and stop it, and pray whatever your purpose of doing, allowing this to happen, let your purpose prevail. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. And now pray for this country. And wherever you are, in whatever place you are residing, pray for that country, pray for that place. The Word of God says, pray for the city that I brought into exile, so that when it prosper, you prosper too. We pray for UAE, pray for Oman, Kuwait, India, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Philippines, the Middle East, America, Lord, Australia, Lord, wherever your church has extended. We pray for these countries that you had put us in. We pray for the salvations of the leaders. We pray for peace, no war, in the name of Jesus. We pray for favor come from you upon your church, that you bless these nations and countries and places, so your church, your workers, your servants will be blessed too, in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. You answer our prayer. Thank you, Lord. Equip us to preach the gospel wherever you have placed us, in the name of Jesus. Pray now for the church to expand, for yourself to be refilled again with the Holy Ghost, to continue to serve the Lord. Yes, O God, I want to serve you, Lord. I desire to continue to serve you, God. Refill me again with the Holy Ghost to go on and serve and evangelize. Yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Lord, bless your church. Bless your workers. Bless us with the spiritual gifts so that we will continue to go on and do what is right and just and preach your word and spread it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Remind us, Lord, every morning to put on the full armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, prayers, and the readiness to preach the gospel, to be shod with the gospel, that we will go and preach, that our feet will fit it and shod in the gospel of peace, to bring your word wherever you want us. I pray that you will be a source of blessing to others, O God, a fountain of life for others, the light for others, the salt for the earth, so that people will come to know you and worship you and save you. And I pray today, O God, you anoint our worship, anoint the song, and lead us, O God. Bring us into the most holy place by the blood of Jesus and by our righteousness. Feed us, satisfy us, quench our thirst, O God, and help us, Lord, to do the work of yours. Lord, I pray for the anointing upon our worship, miracles and signs and wonders to follow, anointing for your word, all the items of our service. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be lifted up. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. Let us praise and worship the Lord. God is in the house. Amen. And God had called us. He found us. He found me and He took me. And I commit myself that me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Amen.
As for me, they may abandon me, and I'll let them.
Yes, Lord. Continue to serve you. We and our household, our family, all of us, we continue to commit our life to serve you, O God. Glory to you. O God, you go before us, O Lord, to fight the enemy. We trust you, O God, as we sing this battle hymn, O God, that you will set ambushes, O Lord, against all power of darkness and relieve us and release us to continue, Lord, to serve you wholeheartedly. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Yes, our God. Lift your hands to the Lord.
Glory, hallelujah, glory.
God, your truth, your truth, marching on to preach your word to the lost. We thank the Lord for the victory. Thank you for going ahead of us, O Lord, to submit you. The nation will bring souls and set people free. O God, today we enthrone you. We worship you. We proclaim that you are King over our life. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as in heaven, in the name of Jesus. We thank the Lord. Continue at our worship. Bring us, O God, to the most holy place. Feed us. Quench our thirst. Refill us with your Holy Ghost. Heal our wounds, O God. Lead us, O God, in the way that you want us. Speak to us and guide us. In Jesus' name.
Jesus, we enthrone you. We proclaim you as King. Standing here in the middle of us, we raise you up in our praise. And I never want to be alone.
God, transform us, Lord, even as we listen to your word. Let your word bring changes into our lives. Give us simple heart, tender heart to your word, that you will give up our own ways and back to you, oh God. Lord, we pray that your word to give us today will help us to realize where you want us, in the direction that you want us to go. Lead us and guide us. We thank you, Lord, for you have transpired your souls. You have visited us today. You have brought us into the most holy place. And Lord, here we are in your presence. We bring to you what is due for you from tithes and offering and first fruits. And you listen to your words that will change our life. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in His name. Amen. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Proverbs. Chapter 3 and verse 9 and 10. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 10 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall the barn be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with the new wine. Every one of us desire plenty and desire that we have much. The word of God is clear. We need to honor the Lord with our substance. Whatever God gives us, what is due for the Lord is the tithe, the different kind of offerings, sin offering, fellowship offering, burnt offering, fellowship offering, peace offerings, and the tithe. As we honor the Lord, He will do His part. He will let our barns be filled with the plenty, and our presses shall be burst out with a new wine. Time now to honor the Lord with our tithes and offering and our first fruit. Let us collect and give what is due to the Lord. Yes, O God. Thank you, Jesus. The more you give to the Lord, the more He will give you. God will not sleep and somebody owe Him something. He will give you more, be sure. He will give you more and more than what you give. And I never seen anyone till now, he had given to the Lord and he lost. God, thank you. For your word is true. Thank you for your people who brought their tithes and offering and their first fruit. We pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Bless their work. Protect their work, their salaries, their income. Oh God, bless them beyond measure and use them mightily, effectively, Lord, in your kingdom. Oh God, I pray, whatever they give, I pray 1,000 times return to them. In the name of Jesus, your great God, who wants your word to be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. And I pray for those among us who are here in other places, who are in need, Lord, please open also and give them, satisfy them, so that they will know that you are the true God, and they will also honor you in the name of Jesus. I pray you multiply this money and use it to preach the gospel. I pray for wisdom upon those who use it so that it will satisfy the need and fill the area that need to be dealt with. And I pray for more souls to come through the giving ministry directed of God to the need. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now we hear always the people of God, when they meet each other, they say, praise the Lord. But we understand from last week's message that because the righteousness of God, people praise Him. Because when you look to the work of God in your life in the past few days, how He answered prayer, how He judged the world, how He rewarded the righteous, how He punished the wicked, how He sent His Son Jesus Christ and He brought salvation to us. That all teaches us to praise the Lord. So we need to understand, when we say praise the Lord, when people say the Lord, they should link it with the righteousness of God. How God moves, how God speaks, even heaven speaks. Heaven speaks. When it is rainy, God is speaking. When it is cloudy, God is speaking. When it is shiny, God is speaking. And we, the people of God, we ought to say, praise the Lord. Let us continue discussing today about the righteousness of God. And let's move to the Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. We'll say, the Lord Jesus says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The more we are hungry and thirsty for the righteousness, the more we are filled. The more we are hungry and thirsty for the worldly things, the more we are empty and we are discontented. Let's pray. God, thank You. Anoint Your word to us and teach us and guide us and help us to grasp the message applied in our life with a grateful heart, with understanding that You send Your word to us to bless us with wisdom so that we will know how to live our life. Teach us, speak to each and every one of us clearly as Your word is preached. O God, if someone has a question, You answer him. Take the message and make it reach to other places beyond this wall here. O God, let be fruit of repentance, fruit of righteousness, salvation of souls. Work us to come back to You. Work us to be raised up to save You. I pray for fruit that You desire, 30 and 60 and 100. In Jesus' name. Amen. We will speak now about the righteousness of God from the book of Daniel. How when we sin against God, we lose our salvation. And when we repent and come back to Him, God restores us back to Him. In the book of Daniel chapter 9, and verse 7, part of the prayer of Daniel. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto Thee, chapter 9, verse 7. But unto us confusion of faces, as at this day, to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither Thou hast driven them, because of their trespass that they had trespassed against Thee. When we sin against God, we lose our salvation and we will be scattered and the Lord will discipline us. But when we repent and when we come back to Him, when we cry and when we renounce our sin, in verse 16, Let us read what Daniel say. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem, and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Daniel here was crying in his prayer. He was beseeching the Lord to forgive and to restore back. Today, the right things, the right prayer that we need to pray is crying to God in repentance, so that what had been scattered because of sin, that will be brought back. God, based on His own righteousness, He will fulfill what He promised. If we sin, He scatters, but when we repent, He will bring us, and He will bring all back to Him. Apostle Paul in the New Testament, he spoke about the righteousness of God. We speak about the righteousness is to do the right thing. What we need to do of the right thing. God has His own righteousness. And God always do the right thing. And we learn the right from the scriptures. We learn the right thing that we need to do. Romans chapter 1 and verse 17. Let's read also verse 16 so we can grasp more the message. Apostle Paul say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith. Now here, that's why we need to preach the gospel. God, in sending Jesus, that is His righteousness, the good news. And when the gospel is preached, that is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Before we come to Christ, we have another faith. Wrong faith, religious faith, faith in idols, faith in ourselves. But when the Christ came, God revealed to us the righteousness of the Lord, Jesus Christ our Lord. And that brought salvation into our lives. Romans chapter 3. That's why the fruit of the righteousness of God in our life is to preach the gospel. I repeat again, the fruit of righteousness of God in our life, that our life will be changed, transformed, and then finally, ultimately, we need to bring the message to the others. Because in the gospel, therein, as Paul says, the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Book of Romans chapter 3, verse 22. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, and to all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. That's here the righteousness of God. He has no favoritism for any person or nationality or gender or color or race or ethnic group. Those who believe, they will receive salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. And verse 25 about Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. God, when he sent Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus is to cover up the sin of the world, to cover up my sin and your sin, and we will have righteousness in him. Romans chapter 10 and verse 4. When we read the scriptures, we can see the righteousness of God. But Romans 10 first say to us something. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believe. The final things of the righteousness of God. The righteousness of the law of God, the righteousness of the Word of God, finally is fulfilled in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Christ is the righteousness of God, and when Christ came, he fulfilled the righteousness of God. And we today, as we receive Christ, we need to also follow the righteousness of God and what he wants us to do. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. You see, let us see the righteousness of God. Instead of inflicting punishment on us, He gave us remission for our sin by sending Jesus. How we do it? For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Christ, God made him a sin for us. He took all our sin and put it on him. He is without sin. And the punishment that we should receive fall upon him, and through him we made the righteousness of God. I have been made righteous by the blood of Jesus, because God took my sin and he made him sin for my sins, so that the punishment that should be on me was on him. But the point here, when we become the righteousness of God in this way, God wants us to seek righteousness and to follow what God wants us to do. In the book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, the righteousness of God demand from me to seek his righteousness and to reproduce fruit of righteousness. The word righteousness is to do what is right, what is just, what is correct, what is in the mind of God, what is in the will of God. Matthew 6:33 say, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So here our responsibility is to seek the righteousness of God. That's why we read the Bible, we study the scriptures. The Word of God tells us to seek the righteousness of God, his kingdom and his righteousness. His kingdom, Jesus Christ is the King. His righteousness is the work of God in our life, and what work he wants us to do in this world as long as we are living here on earth. And he promised that the rest of the things that we need, he will bring to us. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 5:6, blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. The more we are after God, the more we are filled with the good things that God had prepared for us. But let us understand one thing. When you speak about righteousness, there is the righteousness of God and there is the righteousness of man. Sometimes we think that there are certain things that is the right thing, but when you compare it with the mind of God, compare it with the scriptures, compare it with the righteous, with the life of righteous people, when you compare it with the life of the righteous one, Jesus Christ, you find that is not the righteousness of God. So there are two righteousness. There is righteousness of man and righteousness of God. We need to differentiate this. We need to differentiate between them. That's why we need to go back to the scripture and study. In the book of Isaiah chapter 64, Isaiah chapter 64, and verse 6. That's how Isaiah describes our righteousness. Isaiah 64 verse 6, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Isaiah says that our righteousness, boasting with our own self, is a filthy rug before God. So I need to adopt what really God wants me to do of what is right. I need to hear His voice. I need to be sure of what I am doing. In book of Philippians chapter 3, also Apostle Paul says that. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 9. Philippians chapter 3 verse 9. Apostle Paul, that is his prayer and his desire and his saying, he say, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Here again, Apostle Paul, he differentiated that not to have my own righteousness, but the righteousness of God through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3. Titus. Titus chapter 3 and verse 5. Our salvation not by good work. Our salvation by the blood of Christ. But after we are saved, we are called to do the right things, we are called to do certain plans, we are called to do certain assignments. And that's where the conflict between the righteousness of God and the righteousness of man. Apostle Paul said, not by works, speaking about the salvation of God, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. We are saved not by our own goods, but by the blood of Jesus. But after we are saved, we are called to do certain things that God wants us to do. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, here the apostle says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them." That's where the conflict between the righteousness of man and the righteousness of God. We are saved, all of you agree, all of us agree, that by the blood of Jesus, not by our own work. But after salvation, we need to understand that we are created in Christ Jesus. We become his righteousness by the blood of Jesus to do a work that he has already prepared. Before God saved me, he had to prepare something for me to do. I cannot go and do other things that is not ordained by God. That's where here the desires, plans, wishes of man contradict and go with against the plan of God. That's why we need to understand, since we are saved by his righteousness, we cannot do our own righteousness after we are saved. I repeat it. Since we are saved by his blood, and through his blood that cover up my sin, because of his righteousness that he took my sin and put it on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he gave the punishment, and I became the righteousness of God. After that, I cannot do my own plan. I cannot do my own righteousness. And that's where people would depart from the righteousness of God, from the plan of God, when they insist upon their own plans. Their plans might be very good plans, but if they are not the plans of God, they are departing from God's presence. That's why we go back to the scriptures. We meditate on the scriptures. We read the Bible. The first question: do you read your Bible? Do you read it daily? Because who will remind us if not God's word? If not the Holy Spirit, if not those who follow God and those who love us, they will remind us with the scriptures. How we hunger and thirst into the righteousness that Jesus said. Because he said, "Blessed are they who do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." How we hunger and thirst for righteousness. First, we meditate on the life and the example of Jesus. We meditate on his saying, what he spoke, what he did. And that, from it, we can grasp the kind of righteousness that God wants us to live today. In Luke chapter 23, while this is on the cross, Luke chapter 23 and verse 46 and 47. While this was hung on the cross with all the pain, all the suffering, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit." And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. And the next verse: "Now, When the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly, this was a righteous man. You know, the centurion, you know who is the centurion? He is the one who is responsible on the squad of soldiers who crucified Jesus. He was their leader. The leader of the soldier who crucified the Lord, he was called the centurion. He was watching everything. And he watched from the beginning of the trial to the time of the death of our Lord. He noticed all his suffering, how they put the nail in his body, how they hung him on the cross. He noticed everything. He is the boss. He was the one who ordered that, everything. When he saw what Jesus did on the cross and how he behaved, when he saw the way he forgave, he saw the way that he did not retaliate, the way that he dealt with his enemy, when he saw all his reaction and response, finally, he said in the scripture, he glorified God and he confessed that Jesus is the righteous man. Now, I speak about myself. Before I come to know the Lord, when they speak about Jesus, they spoke about him, I remember the way he crucified. I despise him because I say they just abuse him. But that is the essence of God. Have you get the point here? Sometimes we have a carnal mind and flesh. The scriptures bring us back where God wants us. To the righteousness that God wants us to do. We don't need to revenge. We don't need to retaliate. We need to forgive. We need to give. We need to focus on what is ahead of us. Even to the worst enemies, God will change when they see the rightness of God clear into our life. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. That's why there are two righteousness, the righteousness of man and the righteousness of God. That's possibly not by my own righteousness. Our righteousness, we are bypassing all the way to the Calvary, all the way to the cross, to avoid pain. But God's righteousness, He wants us to go through it. He wants us to give up our own plans and ways and wishes. And that's why the conflict is going on. Isaiah chapter 53. And verse 11, I say, he shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. The righteousness of God, that Jesus suffered on the cross, all the pain and shame and suffering and the disgrace. And he described in here, in verse 11, my righteous servant, by his act, many get justified. We get justified by the work of Jesus. And as we had received the righteousness of God through the work of Jesus, God wants the same righteousness should be manifest in my life. You know, there is one question. It is a question, a scanning question, how to scan. From the cross of Jesus, Jesus did the whole will of God, amen? Now the question, have you done all what God had asked you? I'm not saying that you have done, have you done all the right things? I'm not saying this. I'm saying, have you done what God had asked you? Have you done all what God had asked you? Righteousness is to do what God wants you to do. Amen? Jesus, from his life, Jesus without sin, but he did what God wanted him to do. All what God had asked him, he did. King David, he's a man. He has sin. But there's one thing in David, he did what God wanted him to do. He did not miss. Yes, he make it mess certain time, but he repent. But ultimately, David did what God wants him to do. Have I done it? Have you done it? That's one point. God will judge us about our trivial sin for a while, but the eternal judgment, it based if we are not willing to give up the sin that God wants us to give up. For our trivial sin, once in a while you do something wrong, you can come back to God. In the book of 3 John, chapter 2, and verse 1. Apostle John told them, 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He say, I am writing this to you so that you will not sin. But if in any way one of you sin, one of you do sin, there is Jesus Christ, the righteous man, the righteous one, the righteous. We can come to him, confess our sin. Lord, forgive me, I did this, I will not do it again. But when we come to Jesus, the righteous, right? We need to remember that we become righteous through his work on the cross. He demanded from me, he demanded from you, to do what is right. Judgment eternity based on the persistence in that you are doing, not give up. With the sin that you are continuing to do wrong, adultery, stealing, lies, when that sin predominates your life, that the character that will bring you to hell. The righteousness of God is to repent. The righteousness of God to go back to the Lord. Do what he asks you. And do what's right. And that is the way through meditating on the life of Jesus and his work on the cross, we will be able to grasp a way how to hunger and thirst for righteousness, and we'll be filled. Let's all stand. Let's all stand. If the Lord is asking you something to do and you are reluctant and you are stubborn about it, are you replacing what God asking you by other things that you are doing? Even you are doing good things, but if God is telling you to do other things right and you are not doing it, that's not what God, that's not the right sense of God. Let's repent. Thank you, God, for your word. That teach me your ways. Thank you for speaking to me through scriptures. Oh God, change my life. Change my heart. Renew my life. I never want to be the same. Oh God, I pray. Speak to me, oh God. If you had not heard from him what he wanted from you, you ask him to tell you. But if you know it's him, Lord, I will do it. Oh God, speak to me, God. I am willing to obey you. I want to give up my own righteousness and follow your righteousness. Teach me, Lord, how to hunger and thirst more for your righteousness. Renew my life, Lord Jesus. Renew my life, O God. I never want to be the same. Change my heart that's inside me, Lord. Confess your sin.
My life, Lord Jesus.
Give your life for it to him.
Take your heart.
Change my heart, oh God. Change my life, oh God. Thank you, God, for your The grace support us. Thank you for Jesus who died on the cross for our sin. Thank you, God, for answering our prayer. Thank you for changing our life. Thank you for the good plans that you have for us. Thank you for you have been created us in Christ Jesus our Lord to do the good work that you had to prepare in advance for us. Oh God, bless us. Those who are here and those in other places, oh God. Wherever the message will be separated, bless us in large our territory, God, with your hand with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God is in the house. Amen. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Amen. And anyone want to join? Praise the Lord. Amen.